Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And now,
it's time for
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
Hey, welcome to Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
We are your hosts. I was trying something new there.
And, you know, success.
Pew, 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 pew.
We have to go back.
Trying to drum up excitement.
Go back and edit that into all the previous openings. Because that's a keeper.
Because this is my persona from now on.
And this is where we procrastinate saying our names. A tried and true honored tradition on the show.
It is.
And you are Jesse Gaskell. I'm Mike Sweeney.
Yes.
Welcome to Inside Conan, where we're kind of working our way through Conan's...
We're meandering.
We really are, with stops. Talking about, you know, exterminators who come to our house. I mean, I guess that's germane. But we're looking at an overview of Conan O'Brien's late night career.
Yeah. A storied career.
And if you're doing it alphabetically, I'd say we're up to...
Q?
Q. That sounds good.
We're
Q prime.
Q-non years.
Q double prime. Oh, no. It's all fresh and new, guys.
We're back at home.
Yeah. Last week we inaugurated.
We were in a studio.
We're one of the first inaugurators of the new Conan podcast studio.
I'm not sure what happened.
I'm back in my shitty home office.
Did you clog the restroom?
Oh my God. I love that's your first. Well, there's only one explanation. Well, you take that back, young lady.
That's slander.
Oh my God. There's a lot of talk back at Warner Brothers just about people's bathroom habits.
Oh, I know.
Which was fun. Yeah. Like, that stuff would come up sometime in the writer's room.
It would, because people had secret bathrooms
exactly.
They would go to that were, like, in other buildings.
That was my favorite thing, the secret bathroom revelation. And you know what? I did not like going to the bathroom in our building.
Yeah. Well, so our bathroom's on our floor.
Right.
There were two stalls.
Right.
In the women's. Is that what there
one.
Were in the men's? One stall.
And a urinal.
Oh,
so
wow.
You were like, you know, I don't know.
So if you're using the stall, everyone knows why.
Yeah, it's just, that was just like a no-go from the beginning. Like, no.
From the get-go.
Well, at least for me. You know what? I remember like in school, like I'm old enough where we didn't even have doors on the bathroom stalls because of smoking.
Oh, wow.
And their desire to make sure no one was smoking trumped
any privacy.
Yes, the most basic, like you're a teenager.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have a door. Like how many high school people from my school were scarred by that? Anyway.
They never pooped again.
I didn't. I haven't said.
Where would you usually go? Which bathroom did you use?
At Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
There was one downstairs in the lobby that had a lock on it.
Yeah.
So
was one, but that one was potentially used by the entire building, including the facilities management people that were on the first floor.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's very dangerous. That one was dangerous. So there was one there's one way over by where we do editing, the editing truck.
Yeah. That's the one I used. Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I liked going in that. I mean, we were editing a lot of the time too.
Right. And that's how you'd meet people from all over the lot, because people from all the buildings probably ended up going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Which means no one was pooping in their own toilets. They probably were available to use.
And I just, so just to clarify, I just want to make it clear. If I did clog a toilet, it was never one in our building.
No, you didn't.
It was all the other buildings where
my
picture was up and they're like, do not let this man in here.
Is he putting car keys down there? What's happening?
What if we just started like, hey, you know, if I'm going to use other studios' bathrooms, maybe I'll just use the other studio and watch their show instead of ours. Take it to the next level.
Just start going to work at a different job.
Mike's been spending all day at the mom set.
Speaking of other shows, you saw that news that James Corden is ending.
Right. He is. I think he said he was homesick.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you have any inside scoop?
No, I don't. But I have a sense that like late night, is it shrinking a little bit?
Is it ending?
It's, you know, with this whole initial like everyone going to streaming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because people don't really watch late night at night anymore.
Right. And
a lot of people don't.
I haven't heard about a lot of new, like there was a while there where every network was like, oh, we're going to have our own late night presence. And now I don't feel like that's happening a lot in terms of talk shows. But
so is your guess that they're not going to replace him as host?
Oh, I think they would. I mean, I'm assuming that's a going concern that makes money as long as it makes. And I've heard a lot of names floated.
Brought in another white guy, but they had to fly him in from Iceland.
You know, James wasn't white enough. We're going to go Nordic this time. We're going to get someone from Sweden.
You've heard some names floated? I haven't seen that. Who have you heard?
I heard somebody like Nicole Byer would be great. And she would be.
Oh, God, yeah.
So
I like the idea that her late night show would really be kind of maybe a little naughty, you know, like something that you really shouldn't, you should only be watching late at night.
Oh, that's a really good point. That would kind of make it, I think it would really give it a different stamp, you know?
I'm imagining her doing the whole thing in a bubble bath.
Right.
Well, hey, we have a great show.
Oh my God, we have a great show.
Yeah, I just remembered how good it is.
I think we both are in love with him.
Oh,
that's
we
fair
are.
To say, right?
We're in love, but it's not like it's a very secure love. It's not something, you know, we don't lose our heads in it. It's like this love feels like, it feels like home.
You wish all love could be like this.
Yes.
It's just natural. It fits like a great jacket or coat.
It's very cozy.
He's been with the show since 1997, where he started on Late Night.
Yeah.
And he became the guy.
The go-to guy.
Our producer, who's in charge of every pre-tape and remote shot on Late Night.
Yeah.
And then The Tonight Show and then Conan at TBS, which is
there for every single one. Completely unflappable.
So unflappable.
With an iron stomach.
He had an iron stomach. He played such a critical role in so much of the comedy on Conan. It's fun to catch up with him about some of his favorite memories.
Yeah, we talked to him about the start of the TBS show, working with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart on that famous remote.
Right.
And a few remotes you guys came up with that didn't end up making it to air.
Yes.
That was really fun to hear about.
It was exciting to talk about those.
It's our good friend and producer, Jason Chalemi.
Basically, every remote since, I don't know, 1999?
Seven.
97.
Yeah.
Wouldn't happen. Every pre-taped bit, not just remotes, but like comedy.
Outside the studio.
Anything outside the studio.
I have a good analogy for what Chalemi does.
Okay.
He's like in curling, there's the people that go along and make the ice smoother ahead of the puck.
With the broom.
Yeah. But he does that for the remote.
I have a broom.
Problem is you have to explain curling now, which we could be
it's a Canadian sport.
Right.
He was at Late Night.
Yep.
And came with the show to The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then was there at the beginning of the TBS show. So that's the era that we're mostly focusing on right now.
Right.
But you were there for all of it.
All of it.
Were you on the tour, the legally prohibited tour?
No.
Okay.
We shot stuff before you left.
Right.
Right.
Where there was a cold open.
The pizza boxes, right?
He was like... Right. Conan, like, it was like catching up with Conan after he'd been, you know, off the Tonight Show for a couple months. So he had a long beard.
Right.
And there was something with a bald head. He played evil Conan. We shot some stuff...
In his house. He played an evil television executive based on no one in particular. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was kind of a fictitious, kind of a Marvel, bad guy, basically.
So what were you doing during that time leading up to the TBS show?
Right, after the Tonight Show, but before the TBS show started back up in the fall. We want
Taking
answers.
Some well-deserved rest.
Yeah, it was very little. There was not a lot going on. Every once in a while, there'd be meetings about what's next once we knew.
But you had just moved to California with your family.
Yes, seven months.
How was everybody feeling about that?
We all had, everybody knew there would be an ex.
You knew in advance.
We kind of knew.
Because Conan, it was advanced that Conan he's taking over the Tonight Show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very unusual when you think about it. Yeah. Where you
had
know,
a lot of time.
Yeah.
To prepare.
Right? We found out 5 years ago. And it was a big step.
Like, we tricked our kids. Like, we knew, they were little, they didn't know, but we knew, oh, okay, Conan's going to be going out.
Right.
So we took him on a vacation to LA, and visit people.
It was like, wouldn't it be fun to live here?
And then, when the news came out, we're like, oh my God, that place we just were, we could live there.
Wouldn't you love to go to Disneyland every
exactly,
day?
Exactly. So we kind of...
I only had one, and she was 4 months old, so she had...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So it was fine.
Yeah. She was easily moved. Malleable.
Right.
But so then when you started coming back to TBS on the Warner Brothers lot... Historic lot.
Yeah.
What were those early prep days like? You started shooting remotes.
That's what we did at first, right? We just started shooting things.
What were some of the remotes you guys did? I know you did the focus group remote. Or no, that was for the Tonight
Show.
Yeah.
First Conan was the...
Running across the United States.
Well, that was Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Running across the United States is like one of my favorite things we've ever did.
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about that. Where did you go for that? I mean, I'm assuming he didn't actually run across the United States.
He kind of did.
He kind of did, but we, in you quick snippets.
Took a car in
quick
between,
snippets.
Or a plane.
No, we actually had a plane, yeah. And cool. We did it all in like a weekend.
Yes.
Wow.
I broke my arm.
How did you decide where to go? Oh, that's where you broke your arm?
Yeah, we were shooting him running along
Chicago.
Over the State Street Bridge, and Jason Munoz, our sound guy, backed up and knocked into me. There was
I love
a
that you
lip.
Give him a shout-out.
Yeah, I'm giving him a shout-out. Well, it's something we always joke about.
It's your
bit. It was no fault of his.
No,
I was
no.
in the
well,
way.
It was like a raised...
There was a raised lip on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I fell flat on my back in the middle of State Street.
Oh, my God.
And, I got up, and I was like, oh, wow.
You're like, I'm fine. Let's keep shooting.
But then all the traffic, the light turned green.
Yeah.
It's I literally fell right into
the street. If it wasn't a red light, it could have been way worse.
Yeah. But I just broke my elbow.
Yeah.
But then we had to shoot, four more. Then we went to Wrigley Field and had him running across Wrigley Field. Then we flew to St. Louis, had him run by the Arch. Then we flew to New York City.
Well, then we were in Kansas.
Then we were in Missouri.
Missouri, right.
You guys haven't heard of a green screen?
I know.
But we didn't start in Chicago. We went to Vegas the night before. We spent a night in Vegas.
Okay.
That morning, we filmed in Vegas, went to Utah, Moab.
We went to Moab, Utah. That was great. And then we were going to go to Aspen,
but the weather was bad.
So the pilot was like, okay, we'll take you to Jackson Hole.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
And we're just like, okay.
Like it was nothing. We're going to
turn back. It's an Uber. Yeah.
And the sun was setting, so we had to race, drive out there and shoot that.
Those are great shots, though.
Yeah, but we were running out of time.
Yeah, from after Jackson Hole, we went to Chicago and we spent the night, didn't we?
Yes.
The next day, we did Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
First, you almost broke your arm, then went to Wrigley Field, then St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, so you broke your arm and then had to continue shooting.
And then we got into New York City.
And then we got
right, of course.
Did you
I went to the emergency room at 1:20 a.m.,
Did you
remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't remember that.
Well, I knew something was wrong. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they did? They didn't give you a brace or something?
No, it's so lame. They're like, yeah, your elbow's broken. Here's a sling.
Yeah.
Transparent sling. And
I
that's
know.
It.
They don't want you, because I broke my elbow last year. They don't want you to put a cast on because then it freezes.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. You have to keep using it, but it's really painful.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, how'd you break your elbow?
I fell off a bike.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. It wasn't even on.
Dude, Jason Munoz, though, right?
Yeah,
the sound guy
he was
again.
There. No, yeah. I was avoiding him.
he gets kickbacks, I think, from the medical community for just tossing people down.
As far as that shoot goes, yeah. It was really simple. I mean, you jumped off a plane, you got to a place, and he just ran by you. Like, it was just running. Yes. It's not like we were doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Right.
But each time in the plane, he came to love that song right away. I mean, it was always in the plane. We're playing that song over.
It was Surrender.
Which song?
From Surrender by Cheap Trick, which is a great.
But he just kept playing it on the plane over and over again. Like, it was just, I just remember that being played so much.
Oh,
but
wow.
I also, that's the only, whenever I hear that song, that's all I think about.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm fine without hearing that song.
I know.
No,
and then you guys are going to be in a helicopter for the bridge shot.
I
ran across the GW bridge.
Oh, cool.
And we had a helicopter.
Oh, nice.
And no one told me. It wasn't really discussed before. I was like, will there be this cameraman? But I just thought I'd be down on the ground communicating with them.
Walking.
He's like, well, he goes, you have to
get
be
in.
Up there. And I was like,
helicopters are scary.
It was, especially like you're right above the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, okay, call it. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, there's a little tiny Conan way down. It's like, okay, action. And he just starts running.
That shot's a great shot.
But we did it twice.
I think we did, yeah.
And we were so dumb. He was wearing actual dress shoes, like beautiful. And he couldn't walk for 2 days after that. He's like, I think maybe some rubber sole.
But that literally may have been our last thing we did of the day.
Right, Yeah, that was
fun.
Yeah,
and so then you flew back to LA, assuming. Yeah.
And there were some pieces we've picked up on Universal a lot, I think.
Like right, the doll, running through the gate and...
The doll museum, right? Doll museum?
Oh, right.
We
at the Universal
lot. We faked it in the back lot.
We were at the Universal lot.
Right.
Yes, where NBC
But going to Warner Brothers, going to TBS and the Conan show, that cold open was he got shot. There was a whole Godfather scene. Like
it was
the Godfather,
yes.
Oh, right.
Like Sonny, the Sonny. It was
but
a parody
of Sonny. The glass building. He went up to a meeting.
Right.
And we filmed it in the TBS. We filmed it in that brown building right by Warner Brothers, the TBS building.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a conference room. He met with people about the idea for the new show or something.
Oh, first was him, like what he was doing, again, what he was doing to kill time after the Tonight Show. So it was him working as a kid's clown, him working at a fast food.
That was in my backyard. Mm. That was in my backyard, the kid's clown.
Oh, so there you go.
Were your kids in it?
No.
Oh.
No.
And young, they weren't in SAG-AFTRA yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
We never violate SAG-AFTRA rules, folks. Don't even try. Oh, and then he's on the 6th Street Bridge. He's had it. He's about to jump, and Larry King comes.
Larry King comes.
As his guardian angel.
Oh.
He goes, don't do it, Conan.
Wait, was there something with Mad Men also?
Yes, he did it with John Hamm, because Mad Men was at its apogee. So he applies for a job there, and... Yeah, and then he finally meets with TBS.
Right.
That's a really funny conference room scene where, like, I think here's our offer. He opens it up.
Oh,
it says less, and then he opens it all the way, and it says a lot less. And then he leaves, and then...
He gets shot by the car first.
Yeah.
And then later on, he doesn't get shot again at that glass building. Doesn't he get shot twice? Why does he get shot the first time?
Well, you know, if it's
that Sonny Corleone gun thing we shot like on a Saturday on Warner Brothers, that was a big to do.
Yeah,
the guns,
it seemed like more.
There was a lot of
bullets
that Bonnie and Clyde than we normally use.
Climax
for comedy, yeah.
And blood packets.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems fun.
Yeah,
he loved it.
The death shakes.
Stuff like that keeps him going.
Yeah.
Like, just knowing, like, oh, you know what? You're going to get shot 120 times in 4 days from now. He's, like, in a good mood for 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it's kind of like getting to actually be an actor in those movies.
Yeah.
You can kind of get
James
Conan.
Conn.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, it gets to be
basically,
James. Yeah.
If you threw a motorcycle in or, something, you could get Conan on board pretty fast.
Right. When we did, that's another one where he got roughed up. It was Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, right.
All those cast shows, we did fun cold opens, which are Walking Dead.
We
and...
would do cast shows on TBS. We started doing them with like Sons of Anarchy, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Walking Dead.
And we shot a fun cold open where Conan was a biker, Conan was a zombie, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot the orange.
Conan was a zombie biker. I mean, we mixed and matched, guys. We threw it all in
the
there. Sky's the limit. So we're really curious about, like, when we started at Warner Brothers.
Okay.
And maybe, I don't know if it was that much different when you dealt with the lot at Universal when we shot stuff on the lot there. But what was it like dealing with all these shoots on the lot? Was that...
Yeah, with the sort of institution
fun,
of it.
Yeah, or, and you're dealing with other shows, and they may want to use the same you know, piece of land that we want to use.
Well, first you kind of had to scout things, because it was like, oh, can this
so we'd always like, Jesse, let's meet in a golf cart in 15 minutes and go look at this bench by the swamp.
that always made me feel like show business, like when it's like, okay, Jesse and Jason, you got to go to the back lot and check it out, you know.
Or you'd be like in a writer's meeting, you're like, I got to go scout this thing.
Right. And then it turns out she's just hiding in the bathroom for an hour. This stall looks great for a shoot I'm doing a month from now.
We'd always
where I'm texting for an hour.
Right. We have our own like Warner Brothers studio op, so they would always go with us and...
Like one person dedicated.
Yeah, dedicated to our show. I mean, I'm sure they had multiple shows, but it was our main person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'd always meet
them.
And
some of them were more strict than others. Yes. They'd be like, no, you can't.
Some of them were very on our side. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But some of them were like kind of, no.
All in all, we had pretty good ones.
I don't remember a lot of
We actually shared a building with all them.
Right.
They were on the first floor.
Right.
So I think they... felt a kinship.
Yeah,
yes.
We shared a bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, because it's easier to do on the lot versus let's all get in a van and let's go to... Especially if it's for that day's show. You know, you want to... Speed is of the essence.
Like for a storefront. Like instead of... trying to get permission to shoot in downtown Burbank.
Right. Where you'd have to.
But then you'd have to
dress it.
Yes. So
and then
it can be expensive.
Conan, after a while, after not too long, was like,
second
he
day.
Just thought anything on the back lot
he would get tired
looked
of
fake.
It. Yeah.
And also that it looked fake.
Yeah.
Right? Which, yeah.
It depends how wide you get, but yeah.
It usually would take you out of the reality of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you'd be like, that was the Gilmore Girls.
Right, eventually you just
keep saying the same things over and over again. I mean, it's just, very few that we used.
Right. I mean, we were talking about, like, Bill Tull and John Rauer, props guys, were on recently, and they just talked about in New York City, which I can vouch for and you can vouch for. We
did whatever we want.
We stole it. We called it stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never got
permission.
Well, because usually it was like we'd come up with it at 11 a.m. and it'd be for that night show. It's like, go shoot it and
sneak a camera onto the subway and bring this bowl of molasses. Yeah.
And you never got in trouble.
Or just shooting out on the street.
Never.
And elaborate, like just crazy over the top things.
But Burbank
things.
Is different. I mean,
you had to.
And doing a day of was impossible.
Yeah.
Well, this is a company town. Like shoots are so prevalent here.
It's their money.
That they're out looking for
violators.
They're like parking cops, you know, they're like out to give you tickets. So.
When I learned, I mean, I thought this was kind of interesting that you can't use drones in Burbank because
you have to clear it, right?
Or it's like a hard clearance
because the airport.
Because the airport,
yeah,
right.
So close, yeah.
Oh,
but that
When did that come up? How did you learn that?
Because we would ask for them a lot. I mean, it seemed like we'd want, it's just such an easy way.
It was a pain to do at Warner Brothers, especially because of the airport.
Yeah.
It could happen, but hoops had to be jumped through.
Palms had to be greased.
Yes.
Did we never do it? No. I mean, we used a drone for them.
I remember Todd had a bit, the drone, it was
went to a park.
Yeah, you went somewhere else.
Yeah. The concert he was doing.
It was a dance competition, but from drone. Right.
So did you have permission to use that drone?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to bust you.
No, there were certain things I got permission for.
Yeah.
Fires, I remember, was always.
Animals on the lot were always better than animals off the lot. Like, you know, things are gunplay.
Would you start to be able to know when a pre-tape was going to work or when it was going to get cut?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I guess. Yeah. I mean, remotes, it only happened once, really.
Remotes with Conan. Conan.
Remotes with Conan. Remotes got cut.
Oh. Yeah.
You get bad feelings, but like, you know pretty sure early
what
on.
What was the remote that got cut?
There are two remotes that got cut.
I know two, but I don't think it's the same two.
Oh.
Is it the same two?
Which
well,
two?
I know the one.
This now is
fun.
Four.
One
for sure.
Yes.
Was a Conan remote, Warner Brothers, TBS. And we shot it on the back lot. We started on the back lot.
Yeah.
And we found these. The idea was that Conan was going to become a sign spinner.
Because there's a big, you know, we moved out to LA and all And so, hey, and how do these guys learn to do it? And it turns out there were these guys who would teach you how to become a sign spinner.
Yeah.
So we figured this was a home run.
So start. The idea was to start. He'd have a tutorial on the lot and then we'd take him out.
To do it on a street,
We never got past the tutorial.
And I think that's probably when he really started hating shooting something in the back lot.
That could have been it.
Because he calls certain things a comedy vacuum.
Yeah.
So they went to this empty back lot.
The New York City streets.
And it was
streets.
Just him with streets. The sign spinner teachers.
So there's no walker-bys that he can deal and bounce. He was stuck with these two guys.
With these two guys who were kind of shticking it up.
Because
they had a lot of jokes. And I think... You know, like a lot of times, Jason, we'll all kind of, when we're dealing with people.
You see yourself, be straight, let him be, you know, you're.
Don't do your material.
Exactly. Don't do your material. He's the joke. Yeah. I mean, we usually specifically, like we used to do remotes and we talk to them and they'd be like, oh, we've got the guy for this. He's the crack up in the, you know, the cafeteria.
Right. Like,
and
we're like,
don't want that guy. And we also want you to fire that person. Not only do we not want to use them, you've got a deep six. They should not
be
employed.
We need a restraining order taken out.
So these two sign guys were joking around, and it's...
it was one of those... Were you out there?
They were goofing.
Were you out there?
No.
Right.
No,
so it was one of those things where
like...
Because I think Matt O'Brien was out there.
Matt O'Brien was out
there. So it was one of those things where Conan's talking to them, but as he's talking, he's also like...
Looking
he'll
at
say
Matt.
Something to them and then he'll mumble something else
to the camera.
A shot to Matt. Like his
murderer.
Know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all that was happening. It was just, oh no.
He starts to tank it.
Yes. Yeah. He started mumbling stuff that he knew Matt wouldn't see till he was editing. Which those things are like, they're like Easter eggs.
I know. Or the looks to camera. Yeah. We've all seen his looks.
At one point, they had him spinning the sign and it went flying off and he like fell down or something. He got up and he just turned to the camera and went, I'll get you. Yeah. And we just watched that over. And then one time these guys are yelling at him like, spin it, spin it. And he just turned to the camera and goes, spin, shut up.
I would love to unearth this footage.
It's good.
You know what?
And then it was immediately like, all right, let's huddle up. And it was like, we're not going outside.
Yeah, we're just pulling the cord.
Yeah, we're pulling the cord in this.
And then, you know, do you remember the other one?
Well, I know that, mine. I don't know. I mean, what other one?
What are you thinking?
In New York City.
No, I was thinking of a different one.
Okay, see?
Well, let's talk about both.
I think it was the Central going ghost hunting in Central Park with Frank Smiley.
That's when we were going.
Ghost hunting.
Was it ghost hunting? Or he was looking for...
It was going to be at the Apollo Theater, right? A week of shows at the Apollo Theater.
So we met, it was like 10:30 at night and we were outside of 72nd. We're outside of...
10:30 at night, you're already...
Right. It was late at night. He's had a full meal.
You're in the danger zone.
Yeah, exactly. We had been shooting all day also. We had been shooting all day.
Right.
So going into it, it was very, but like that's
the attitude wasn't like, that's, sometimes it's like, we've got to make this work.
Yes, yes. Yeah. There's no,
the attitude was like,
and you already had some other stuff.
Yeah. We'll see if it works out.
It was like 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Well, what's yours?
Well, it also involved ghosts.
Oh,
remember,
oh,
we brought
right.
ghost
Maybe
hunters.
Maybe he's afraid
ghost
of hunters. Ghosts.
He's afraid of
you're
spooks.
Right. You're right.
And goblins.
Yeah.
And,
wait, it was ghost hunters in the stage?
And shades. What?
Was it? Are they hunting the stage? Like our?
Yes.
Our,
yeah. I think we got the host.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a reality show.
Shows.
And they.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we worked on this old stage
mm-hmm.
from the 20s.
Ooh.
So let's bring them here.
Yeah,
you know,
there
and
might
see
be it. Some.
The Goonies. Who knows what kind of ghosts?
Yeah.
And so, again, it was an indoor comedy vacuum.
Oh, no.
The only thing missing were the sign spinner guys showing up.
Right.
Spin!
And was the host also cheesy? I mean, was that part of the problem?
Yeah, they were, they were, you know, polished.
Those shows are, yeah.
Yeah, it was not a good.
I think they're pretty fake.
Yeah, and they were
for
like,
the most part.
Yeah.
Yes. And they were we were blowing the lid.
Yeah.
And,
I forgot that one.
Yeah, and they were down in the bow. Like, there's like these weird little crawl spaces.
Like, where special
that
effects.
That sounds kind of cool. Yeah.
It, was,
no?
the idea
it does
was cool.
Going into the water tank under there?
No.
No, we didn't see that.
There was a giant water tank under the. We were talking about
yeah.
that recently, right? Where they filmed Old Man in the Sea. And
wait, in our stage or the one next
yeah,
door?
Yeah, in our stage.
Oh, really?
And
also
the
one
Goonies,
next door.
Right?
Goonies was.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they did the big.
Oh, the boat.
I bet they did that next door.
Oh, okay.
Because we were next
one.
Door to...
16 was the biggest one.
It's called Stage 16, which is the largest sound stage in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It is giant.
Yeah, it's giant.
Like Universal was, okay, you've got some studio space.
Yeah, yeah.
And but then the rest of it's a theme park.
Right.
Whereas Warner Brothers is just...
You felt like movies.
Yes.
A
you
working
were
studio.
You Clint Eastwood at the commissary.
Right.
Exactly.
Did you ever...
Or someone dressed
Francis
up in a suit
McDormand.
Of armor. Like,
yeah.
Like people in costumes. Yeah.
Or like when they were doing the Hangover movies, like Zach Galifianakis right. would be driving by in a golf cart. And
you felt like stuff was happening there.
It was very exciting.
Good.
Most of the movies... Those seem to be happen at night and on the
mm-hmm.
weekends.
Yes, they did them on the weekends.
And they would never let you know.
Right.
Like, I remember the J.
It should have been an email blast.
Yes,
like,
that's
if you
right.
want to come watch.
They would.
Well,
yeah.
They erased all
come
the parking
see
spaces because there were no parking. Like, they had addressed it for, like, the 30s, right? For their. For Mank.
Oh, they did Mank.
As
Connor?
We were leaving,
okay.
they shot some Mank there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They did some, they grabbed some Mank.
Yeah, they grabbed some Mank.
Let's get some Mank, yeah, in the can.
And Hail Caesar, they changed the...
Also, they
right.
erased all our parking
they
spots.
They erased all the parking spots because there was no
yeah,
parking
just
spots.
For
and
that,
they put
I'm sure.
30 cars.
Yeah, right. yeah, yeah. But they do it all, yeah, so, kind of under the radar, and yeah. they do not...
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, like they did that J. Edgar Hoover movie with Leonardo DiCaprio
oh,
across
right.
the
well, that was
way.
Eastwood, right? Was it Eastwood, J. Edgar?
It was.
Yeah. Hail Caesar, I know, was there.
Right,
we were,
yeah, we were
yeah.
just, yeah, yeah.
yeah
our
they
building
did a courthouse. They made the courthouse like Roman art and Roman... Esk.
Yeah,
that courthouse I recognize in everything. That's a thing. Like once you like that, that was a courthouse from the old Batman show,
yep. right?
Which you know,
the Hall of Justice.
An old person like
which
me.
They only. I think I heard from all the tourists they only shot once, and they kept showing the same clip. No matter who
oh,
the villain was,
him,
no matter who the villain was, it was Batman and Robin with a person in the middle, and that's how every show like ended,
oh,
like him
yeah.
going to the courthouse.
It's
so,
the same piece
shot,
of footage,
the same back, yeah.
So if you went back, you'd notice
that's not the Joker, or it's not Catwoman, or you know, it's the same.
Did you guys ever go on one of those tours? I kind of wanted to, and
Conan,
I wish I had.
Did he ever hijack one, or that was
yeah.
a Universal? That was a Universal.
Universal, oh. we did that, but that
he would always call down to the tours. He'd open
his window.
Yeah.
On the second floor and yell at them.
Right.
Yeah. We used to pitch early on. It was like, hey, you know, you become a tour guide.
Right,
And he's just like,
yeah.
Can I just do my show here in this? No, you've got to go out and dress like a gladiator.
Yeah, Universal. I mean, tonight, Universal, we did a lot of that. Like, go to the foyer place. What's it called? Make sound effects.
Oh, the Foley. The Foley stage.
Yeah, like,
right.
he did a lot. Like, check out the wardrobe. Props.
I feel like we
Warner
did all
Brothers,
that.
We didn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It was less investigating our new place.
We did a props remote at Universal. And like within the first 20 minutes, Matt O'Brien and I were like, you know, it's just row after row of crazy props.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, we're going to get like 20 remotes out of this. And 10 minutes later, it was out of steam.
Oh,
and we're
no.
just, we're like, ah, is there anything here? And we're like, what's in this door? And I opened a door and it was dark and I turned the light on and there were six stagehands sleeping in there.
What?
Turn the light on.
And they're like, whoa! They're like, shut that door!
It's like a sweatshop.
Guys, sorry.
Well, Jason, maybe you can walk us through what you would do for your job to prepare for a remote? Like, what's the process? Maybe we could even pick a remote. Like, there's some favorites, the Taco Bell remote, Dion's Soul Food remote.
Taco Bell's a tough, I mean, Taco Bell, you're dealing with a lot of
corporate.
So you don't really, it's more integration-y. So they tell you what you can do. It's basically like, we're going to be there with 8 people, 2 cameras, and audio. Right. We tell them what we're programming with, and we'd have someone on our end. I think it was Tanisha, probably, who's our...
Tanisha Fields.
Yeah, our marketing guru.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And there'd be certain things we'd have to hit, the new burrito or the new taco, and...
Or maybe, what about the Kevin Hart remotes?
Right, the ride-along.
Yeah, the
ride-along. The first one is actually... Because we had never done anything like that before, and we knew... The first one was the Lyft.
Lyft driver.
Which was also... Was that an integration?
It was for Ride Along, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was an integration
along,
for
not
Lyft.
For Lyft.
No, no.
Yes.
No. But it turned, people who watched it were like, oh, you know, Lyft's
they
in on
paid.
This. And
yeah.
It was like, no, they
and
weren't.
It actually is like, we had to, like, we knew we were going to call a Lyft. We knew we were going to be on a corner somewhere and meet these guys.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we were going to call a Lyft, and the driver might come and say no. Like, we knew nothing was planned beforehand.
That was all real. That's another thing.
And
where...
we also had these, you know, Conan, Kevin Hart, and Ice Cube waiting there. Like, we didn't want to make them wait long.
No.
So I remember.
What part of town were you in?
Right in Hollywood.
Yeah, in Hollywood. Okay. But I remember, like, days before, our camera guys, Seth and James, Seth St. Vincent, James Palcheski, and our audio, Jason Munoz. We'd practice because we were setting up, because we didn't want them waiting. It was almost like a pit stop. So I remember driving around our stage at stage 15 in a car and this guy just agreed to let us set up cameras in his car.
Yeah.
How fat? So we got it down to like 10 minutes
like
setting up.
Crew.
Literally did it like a pit stop, like a pit crew. It was really like.
That's amazing.
Well, so what you're saying is it was not planned in advance who this driver was.
Who the driver would be.
Because if we had planned it,
then
you
the car would have been fixed
you
the day before.
You could have set up the car
exactly.
with the GoPros.
Exactly.
So you had to do it.
Probably would have been a much. But we really wanted the reality
of
it.
Yeah.
And so.
So the practice actually, I mean, they got faster and faster and faster. And when this guy came, they got it set up pretty quickly. And then the rest of us jumped in a van. And we were in a follow van.
Uh-huh.
As far as permits go, like that's when you're driving around the city and you're not interfering with anything. It's just your fault.
You just go. Yeah.
We steal.
And so how many GoPros were there? Like 6?
I think there was 2 in the front.
Yeah.
I think there was 2 in the back, like seeing side angles or something.
Right.
And then
we had a camera in the van.
It was a camera in the van shooting, but then they put one on like outside getting like tires and stuff.
Trying to make it, could have gotten that later.
Pretty stuff. Yeah.
But we can't start till we have that tire shot.
And then the audio guy had to put his like rig in the trunk. There is a receiver had to be in the trunk.
Oh,
Right.
And if our van got too far away, our follow van got too far away from them talking, we heard static. We didn't hear anything. Like, we had a...
Yeah, right. Oh,
so I remember
stay
our
close.
Driver was just going through red lights and just dragging through.
It's like a sting operation.
Yeah. We had to stay as close as possible.
And no, I was going to ask if Jason, were you involved in screening the driver?
We were kind of like, if someone agrees...
It's going to be good.
Okay. Like, and I don't remember who the writers were on that.
It was me.
Okay, just you?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
the first guy we got, we liked.
We just liked him.
Yeah.
He seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah.
So much of remotes is just luck.
It's just
luck. And you run.
And seeing where it goes and being open to it.
There's so many iconic, but within the Conan world of, you know, remote moments of meeting people.
Oh, my God.
Where people think, oh, well, that person's a plant. And it's like, no. It's just.
We just shot a lot of other stuff that we cut out
before that. Also, Jason, you got so great at talking to someone over the like one of my all-time favorite remotes is Conan's commercial audition remote.
Oh yeah.
And you know, you were calling around different, there's so many.
Was that at TBS?
That was at TBS.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so many, you know, in LA, there's so many commercial acting.
I bet.
And but you would just get this sixth sense where you're like, I think this guy's going to be good.
Yeah.
And you nailed it every time.
Like that.
Seriously.
I picked the science spinners also, though.
But no, you get a good sense
there's
of
less
like,
science spinners. There's less science spinners to pick from.
Yeah. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
But yes, so much of the like the man in the street stuff is that's all just luck.
Just get luck.
Yeah.
And timing.
Yeah.
And just
waiting it out.
Hanging out on the street for a while.
Right.
Although usually that stuff, it helps that he's famous.
Yep.
Because he'd attract.
But even, I got those travel shows. I don't know if we're talking about the travel shows here, but like how lucky, we always got lucky in those
shows.
We did.
Yeah.
It seemed like.
It's almost like it wasn't luck.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Except Japan, where not a single person knew who
he was. Nobody knew who he was.
We didn't, if you watch the show in Japan, there's not, it's like, hey, where's the usual man on the street stuff? Because no one would even look at him.
Right. But like the family we bought, you know, the family to be his family, were all, I mean, they were all great.
They were all great.
Oh,
like
that
could have been, you know, we could have.
There was an article in New Yorker about you can rent a family.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we went to that service and then he just picked some people.
Yeah.
They met him at his hotel room. That was instant family. And they turned out to be great.
Great. But that stuff like that happens so many times. The
right.
butcher guy mm-hmm. and, you know, like.
Oh, the butcher yeah. guy in Berlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's great. But I mean, part of it is Conan's
yeah.
super yeah. fast at reading.
Of course.
But also, yeah, it's just a lot of luck involved, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
And I have always been surprised by people in L.A., especially being cool with being on camera,
right.
but also there's a lot of people that aren't hams, you know,
yeah, yeah.
you would think there'd
right.
be, it's like, oh, everyone's going to be an actor, but
right.
that's not the case.
Not
there's
the
a lot
case.
Of just
yeah.
regular people.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do we have anything else about the Kevin Hart remote?
The second one we had, the drive. That's the one like, all right, we're not wasting. We knew we have a driver's ed vehicle. We set it up the night before.
I think it was Dan Cronin's idea that Conan teaches driving.
Someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a great idea. And we're like, that is it. That is. Because, you know, how do you follow up the first one? And like, this is such a great idea. And
this is for Ride Along 2.
Ride Along
yeah.
2, the sequel. So, but I think Matt O'Brien and I went on this one. And the night before, we had this person to be the driver, the student driver.
A real student
oh,
driver.
Right.
A woman who didn't have her license. And mm-hmm. she was great. And I mean, I guess we could talk about this.
Yeah, we're not naming names.
It turned into a thing where she wasn't in the country legally.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And she worked for someone, and it became this whole thing of it wouldn't be good for her
for
to be
her
in.
To
and
be on
she
TV.
Was
yeah.
so
right.
we Jason and I
great.
Both talked to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She would have been perfect. Yeah, she was good.
She was great, and it just seemed she was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking we were just screwed, and then I forget who.
Yeah, did you Chang. Send an email blast out or
maybe
no.
Diana Chang, right?
Yeah, it was Diana Chang,
yeah.
but I don't know
how it happened.
How we zeroed in on her,
yeah.
who worked for Team Coco, the
yeah,
digital
and she also didn't
studio.
Have her license.
Right.
Right.
And so
that worked out.
Yeah, it worked out great.
Yeah.
But that was literally, that happened like at
the night
10
before.
P.m.
Oh,
the night
wow.
before we were shooting it. And, you know, it was like, a lot of times things fall apart. You can push it off. But, you know, you had Kevin, you
oh,
had this
Kevin
whole
Hart.
Studio.
Oh, no, yeah. yeah. Oh,
and Kevin
no.
Hart yeah. and.
I'm not making that call to Kevin Hart.
Or Ice Cube. Kevin Hart I'd call, but not Ice Cube.
Yeah, and that was good too.
Yeah.
Those
and
two.
Those things go, like when you're, especially when you're driving, like, oh, what's that over there? Let's pull
right.
over there. Like
yeah.
you have no idea what's going to happen.
And then you're in the follow van and you're just
right.
having to jump out.
And we went
and
to that dispensary.
The dispensary.
Right, the dispensary is
yeah.
great.
And then we ended up at
Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
Drive through
yeah.
for chicken or something. We got chicken
yeah.
somewhere,
yeah, yeah,
Popeyes.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah. That's how yeah. we ended. And then Ice Cube took the pot from
yeah.
right.
But those two guys were so great.
Oh
my
guys.
God. Like,
oh,
I can't
those
wait.
Those three together were,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I left that day. I was just like, well, I'm
yeah.
their biggest
we
fan.
We got it.
Yeah.
No, they were so
no, no,
great.
Yeah.
They're so great. They were
so
hilarious.
Good. So funny.
Oh,
Ice Cube, so funny.
So funny.
I mean, Kevin Hart, you already
yeah.
knew his,
right.
but
right.
I didn't think about Ice Cube, and
yeah.
man, is he
so funny.
Funny.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, man, such a
those three
man.
Together are really, they're great together.
Yeah.
Speaking of car remotes, what
yeah.
about the Tom Cruise remote? Were you there
in
for
London.
That one?
I was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was also...
Conan drove around with Tom Cruise.
Was it, no, it wasn't. I guess it wasn't. Well, I guess it was tied
was
to...
Was it for a Comic-Con?
I think it was for one of the Mission Impossible.
It was for
Impossible.
A movie.
Yeah.
I think the movie where he...
One of the Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Or one where he was flying the airplane.
Top Gun?
No, because that's...
No. It was a drug courier movie.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
I don't
know.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah,
tell
yeah, yeah.
Is risky business? I don't
the
know.
The Iran-Contra one?
American Made,
yeah.
maybe. But the whole thing was he was recovering his fractured
that,
leg.
That classic clip of him jumping over across a building like...
Yeah.
For Mission Impossible.
Because he does all his own stunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he broke his foot or something.
And he said, I still want to do something with Conan.
Yeah.
But can you come up
London.
With something? Right.
Can you come to London?
Where I'm not running around.
Yeah.
And so...
So they came. Was it Matt? I think it was Matt.
Conan. It was
Conan's idea.
Conan's idea.
Yeah, but Matt went.
And Matt, you and Matt went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was that like?
That was great. It was so much fun. Very like. I mean, we knew we only had him for like
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom
the
Cruise.
The amount
a brief
of time.
Period
yeah.
of time.
Matt and Conan, you had forever.
Yeah, those guys. So once we got there, we had a local person helping us, a fixer that we've had in all these countries.
Right.
We had our car. And we were, that car was already set up. GoPros.
So many
yeah.
cameras.
So
yeah.
many cameras. Audio was ready to go. All we had mm-hmm. to do is we literally pulled up to a spot. We met in a back alley because away from crowds. And Tom Cruise's vehicle pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of this car and went right into this car. He wasn't even out
of seamless. The, yeah.
Wow.
Like rain wouldn't have hit him if he was.
Well, it actually was raining. That day.
Was it?
It was raining that day. But our audio guy like mic'd him up in the window. And then from there, it was just a similar.
Yeah.
Because they never got out of the car until the ending, I think.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't he try to jump? He jumps out. Like,
yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Right. And then you had a stunt guy.
You had a stunt guy. And that was just literally driving around dreary London. I mean, it's great. Mm-hmm. And we just didn't follow them the whole day. We probably had him for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
By the whole day. Yeah. It's...
And how was he?
He was great. He could not have been nicer. He was from the car. He was shaking everybody's hand. Uh-huh. Like, he was great. And yeah, he was really a nice guy.
Yeah.
And they had a fun. I mean,
he was really funny.
Yeah. Just how like, oh, he got the... Well, Conan sent him the idea.
We had all
and
these props in the back. Like, this is the bucket. This is different things.
right.
Yeah, we always bring a lot of props.
Yes.
On these remotes, and Chillamy, you always end up having to be the one carrying them around
because we don't have a full crew.
Like my favorite mental image is of you carrying that when we were in Italy with Jordan.
Oh yeah.
And Conan will be like, "We're going to buy that.
Right.
We pass something that we like," and there was this Pinocchio.
Like one of those kids, like,
wooden
look through
Pinocchio
things.
Facade.
You pop
yeah.
your head in.
And
he made Jordan kneel down and put his face in it.
And it was heavy. It was
heavy.
Big and heavy.
Stand.
It was like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, let's, we can bring this back throughout the show in different locations.
And Chillamy was there carrying it in
we
every.
We never brought this back.
It never appeared again.
But it's funny.
It appeared one of the
And it was
time.
In your arms the whole time we were in Italy.
I felt terrible.
I was recently going through our old storage units. We have like a couple of storage units for it all.
Yeah.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
It was like raised up on a pillar. I know.
Is it like Indiana Jones? Like how
it's
much,
like, it's yeah.
how
like
much crap,
it's
how much
like
crap do we have? Seriously. Is it?
There's a lot of stuff.
And what other
there's three different
defunct
units.
Shows are in that warehouse?
Oh my God. It's so many.
Oh, funny.
It's the Golden Girls.
It's literally like Indiana Jones.
Oh.
There's one specifically that's like Indiana Jones.
One of the storage, really?
We have a small part of it, but like it's a giant warehouse full of TV shows, movies,
full
forgotten.
Of arcs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if someday it'll be like Storage Wars.
Go.
Like they're just going to stop paying
They'll
for
auction
it.
They'll auction it off.
Yeah. I got a 28-foot-tall Conan bobblehead.
For $4. Jason, do you feel like there's ever, because you're a person, I mean, your reputation on the show is like, you're always going to try to make it happen, whatever it is, whatever the request is. Did you ever say no to things?
I didn't. But
yeah, you were never the one to say no.
I was never the one to say no. I would try.
You were like, I'm
going to
look into it.
Yeah, we'll do the best we can. I mean, that's all we can do.
Yeah, we'll get a live alligator on the lot.
Yeah, because I'm not the one getting it. Like, then we have,
right.
I tell our prop guys, Bill and John, you guys talk to, and it was just like, can we get a live alligator? And can it, can it be on a bus?
Yeah.
Right. But you're a great team with our prop guys, too, because I feel like the three of you are always like, whatever you need, we can make happen.
Yeah, we'll try to do this. But it's kind of be that way with everybody. Like, it's more, my job also was like, I would help find locations and this and that and permits and insurance, but it was also keeping all the departments happy and morale high,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes they're working over the weekend.
Booster.
Sometimes they're doing this. I was like, you're just, we're all on the same team and we're trying to do the best we can.
How did you keep your morale high?
I'm naturally high. I'm always...
Well, because you're a very low-maintenance person. You're sort of like a succulent. I don't even think I've ever seen you drink water.
Succulent's like, a good one, yeah.
You eat one meal per day, and you don't drink any water, and you're up at all hours. How do you do that?
And you can be prickly.
I'm not doing well. I'm falling apart. No. I don't know. I don't... it's fun doing things for people you like. You know, like we had a good group. You know, we're not cleaning bathrooms. We're not like...
That's true.
We have a really fun job.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this was so much fun.
Was there anything we didn't get to that you...
No, you guys...
Oh, okay.
It's just fun seeing you and talking to you.
It was great seeing you.
I know. This is so great. I can't wait for you to produce something else.
What's next?
For us.
I'm ready.
Okay, great.
We are too. Thank you, Jason.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jason Chillamy.
Oh.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, so it was fun to see him in person.
Yeah, we were in person for that brief moment before we weren't asked back to the studio.
I guess they're working the kinks out in there.
Yeah.
We didn't break it. I don't think we broke anything.
I don't think so either. They had so many cameras trained on us.
Yeah, I know.
I think that was to make sure we didn't steal anything.
We have a fan question.
We do.
We've been getting a lot lately. This is fun.
Yeah, we have. I know.
Thank you for
so
all
glad
the
our
questions.
Our fans learned how to write. Oh, dear Mike and Jesse, as an unprofessional animator, I have to ask about animation on the show. Conan's shows seem to have more animation than any other talk show. It especially featured a lot of stop motion work. So who did the animation? Was it done in-house or did you know someone? Was it a bother? Thanks for pulling back the curtains on a show I love. James Gordon. Oh, that I thought it was James Corden for a second.
Oh, man. And that sounds kind of British. Was it a bother?
It did. Was it a bother?
Was it a bit of a bother? Was it a bit of a bother to do that animation?
A spot of animation?
Let's only talk about whether or not it was a bother. Thank you, James.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, that's a great question.
It is a good one.
The answer is, he says he's an unprofessional animator. All our stop motion.
Yes.
I mean,
it was amateur.
We had great animators on the show, especially at TBS. That's when computer animation kind of took over. And
oh, yeah.
We had amazing artists.
The graphics department was
Eric and Angus.
Yeah.
And Pierre. But back when we were doing stop motion, we did that on late night a lot. And matter of fact, we did an entire show. It was a stop motion. We called it the Claymation episode.
Oh, how fun.
On late night. And we took a rerun.
Yeah.
And recreated it entirely with Claymation. And we do a lot of little comedy bits like late night potatoes.
Yeah.
Christmas special. Like just really crazy stuff. That was stop motion. Here's how we did it.
Yeah, did that take forever?
Each writer did it. So if you were the writer who wrote the piece, you did the animation. You ordered up the sets and all the little... Everyone loved like getting these little... You'd come down and there'd be these amazing sets made out of clay. And then you'd have all these little characters. And it was just so much fun. So then what you do is, because, you know... Usually, a lot of times it would be for like that night show or the next night show. There was no time to do proper stop motion. So what we did was we would just put the camera on and the writer would literally act out everything with his hands and do all the movement and do all the movements. Like just like if the writer would do all the animation himself. He like if you wanted to raise the arms, he'd reach in, raise the arm an inch, pull out. Reach back in, pull it up, keep out, in, up, up, up. And the camera just rolled on everything. And then you'd take it to the edit room. And then the poor editor.
Oh, would have to pull out all the hands.
Pull out all the hands in between every stop motion shot. And you'd get this incredibly crude looking crappy.
Yeah, really jumpy, but on purpose.
Right. That was our rationalization. No, but and it was part of the like, you know, our late night credo that it was supposed to look crappy. So that dovetailed perfectly with our methods. And
yes.
And that's how we did it. And
with your aesthetic.
And the editors were the real heroes of all our stop motion because they literally made it in the edit room by taking out the writer's hands like 480 times from a 1 minute sequence. Yeah.
I wish there was just a button where you could control find all the hands.
I bet you there is. They should call it the late night animation software. So that's how we did it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And do you think that Conan having worked on The Simpsons, I mean, did that inform wanting to have more animation on the show? I mean, that's a very different kind of animation.
I think he would, you know, Conan really loves production value and he loves different looks to things. Mm-hmm. So if he's getting like different types of variety in comedy, then I think he really loves that. So if like, you know, once a month you come into rehearsal and he's got this, you know, comedy animation to watch.
He's got like a spaghetti Western.
No, it's just, I think it's, he's just delighted by it. He's just delighted by it. Is that answer? So yeah, it was a fucking bother it was a real bother for the editors to answer your question.
Anyway, thank you, James. Thank you, other listeners.
Yeah, thanks for all the questions.
For giving us this opportunity to reminisce. And you can submit your listener questions. Email us insideconanpod@gmail.com or call us 323-209-5303.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, and if you like the show, we have to say this.
I'll say it.
You can You can say it.
Go get on the internet and rate us.
Yeah.
And give us
go to WikiFeed.
All the stars that are possible, which is, I think, the number 5.
It is 5.
And in return, we will always, 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 what will we do?
We will always love you.
Oh.
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast, is hosted by Mike Sweeney and me, Jesse Gaskell.
Produced by Sean Doherty. Our production coordinator is Lisa Byrne.
Executive produced by Joanna Solotaroff, Adam Sachs, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco.
Engineered and mixed by Will Beckton.
Our talent bookers are Gina Battista and Paula Davis.
Thanks to Jimmy Vivino for our theme music and interstitials.
You can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
And of course, please subscribe and tell a friend to listen to Inside Conan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever platform you like best.
It's the Conan Show. Put on your hat. It's the Conan Show. Try on some spats. You're going to have a laugh. Give birth to a calf. It's Conan.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.